This is Akashvani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. India and Bangladesh today exchanged agreements and renewed multiple memoranda of understanding, MOUs, in different fields. These agreements include in the areas of digital and green partnerships, maritime cooperation, blue economy, health and medicine, space collaboration, railway connectivity, oceanography, disaster management and fisheries. The agreements were exchanged after bilateral talks between Prime Minister Narendra Modi and visiting Bangladeshi counterpart Sheikh Hasina at Hyderabad House in New Delhi. In a press statement, Prime Minister Modi said, Bangladesh is situated at the confluence of India's Neighbourhood First Policy, Act East Policy, Vision Sagar and Indo-Pacific Vision. The Prime Minister said, India will start e-medical visa facility for people of Bangladesh for medical treatment. Prime Minister Modi mentioned that both sides are ready to initiate talks on comprehensive economic partnership agreement to take their economic ties to new heights. He also said that they have decided to initiate technical level talks on the renewal of the 1996 Ganga Water Treaty. In a press statement, Bangladesh Prime Minister invited Prime Minister Modi to visit Bangladesh to further strengthen the friendly relations between the two countries. The Bangladesh Prime Minister arrived in New Delhi yesterday on a two-day visit to India. The 53rd GST Council meeting is underway in New Delhi. Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman is chairing the council meeting. The previous GST Council meeting was held in October last year, during which amendments were recommended in the conditions for the appointment of the President and members of the proposed GST appellate tribunals regarding eligibility and age. Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman today held a pre-budget meeting with finance ministers of all states and union territories in New Delhi ahead of the forthcoming general budget. The meeting was attended by chief ministers of Goa, Meghalaya, Mizoram, Nagaland and Sikkim and deputy chief ministers of Bihar, Madhya Pradesh, Odisha, Rajasthan and Telangana as well as state finance ministers and other ministers. In Odisha, the Dev Snan Purnima or Snan Yatra rituals of Lord Jagannath and his siblings at Puri Sri Mandir commence today. Early this morning, the Deita servitors escorted Lord Jagannath, Lord Balbhadra, Devi Subhadra, Sudarshan and Madan Mohan from Ratna Sinhasan in the sanctorum of the main temple in a Pahandi procession amidst chanting of Jai Jagannath. They were taken to the bathing altar, Snan Vedi, located on the outer temple complex. Priests consecrated the water brought from the sacred well, also called Golden Well, located inside the temple complex before the ritual. The India Meteorological Department, IMD, has predicted heavy to very heavy rainfall over Kerala, Karnataka and Goa during the next 4 days. The IMD added that light to moderate rainfall with thunderstorm and lightning will be present over Gujarat, Maharashtra, Lakshadweep, Andhra Pradesh, Telangana, Tamil Nadu and Puducherry during the next 4 days. In northeastern India, heavy to very heavy rainfall will be present over Nagaland, Manipur, Mizoram and Tripura today and over West Bengal, Sikkim, Assam, Meghalaya and Arunachal Pradesh during the next 5 days. The IMD added that heat wave conditions are likely over parts of West Uttar Pradesh until the 24th of this month. In cricket, India will take on Bangladesh in their second Super 8s clash of Men's T20 World Cup this evening in Antigua. Earlier in the day, the host West Indies convincingly defeated the USA by 9 wickets at the Kensington Oval in Barbados. In archery, Indian women's compound team clinched gold medal at the World Cup 2024 at Antalya in Turkey today. The trio Jyoti Surekha Venam, Parneet Kaur and Aditi Swami defeated Estonia in the summit clash. With this victory, the Indian team completed a clean sweep this season, bagging all 3 World Cup stage gold medals in the compound team event. And that is the end of this news bulletin.